Hi, Tim Roy for Warrior Sound, and I'm talking with Anthony Slater of The Athletic, Warriors and Raptors 2019 NBA Finals. And this series has nothing but storylines, and I think health might be the biggest storyline going into Game 3.
Yeah, I mean, we're out here walking in like, okay, we're trying to, you know, it's like a roll call. You know, who's here, who's not. We do not see Kevin Durant. I have a feeling, and your listeners may know by the time they listen, but I have a feeling he's going to be ruled out for Game 3, especially he's not even talking to the media today, which I think is a sign. I don't see Andre Iguodala. I expect him to play Game 3, but he's really kind of nursing a lot of bumps and bruises. And the big story, Klay Thompson, we are currently seeing him sit over there chatting with Bob Myers, chatting with Steve Kerr, chatting with Rick Celebrini, who really kind of has the final decision. I saw him doing some choppy steps on his hamstring, trying to test it out a little bit. This would be a very hard injury to play through. I know he really wants to, but, man, it seems like a challenging injury to play through.
And not even Kevon Looney, who's out for the series with a fracture. This Warrior team has been tested in a number of ways this postseason, but can they survive that kind of a test?
We'll see. I mean, every time I thought they were going to lose game two as these bodies kept falling and they kind of held the door. Same with, you know, I thought they were going to lose to Houston once Kevin Durant went out, and they figured out a way in that game six. They figured out a way down the stretch of that game five. So, look, Andrew Bogut's probably going to step into a bigger role. He was pretty good in game two. I don't know. Does he fit this matchup? I would have guessed no, but suddenly that backside lob's open with the way the Raptors are defending it. He had three lobs. You know, a guy we had pretty much in our minds ruled out for the whole playoffs, DeMarcus Cousins, suddenly becomes not only a starter, but a 30-minute near-per-night piece that if he can play like the DeMarcus Cousins we saw in Game 2, then maybe they can figure out a way to win.
You think they need to get at least 15 to 20 out of DeMarcus for Game 3?
Points?
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, I think the assists were a big thing. You know, he had six assists. He's tied with Kawhi Leonard in assists in this series. So it's the playmaking, the rebounding. He had 10 rebounds, including four in the fourth quarter, three down the stretch. Like, they just need that kind of all-around game. And he's been pretty good defensively in this series, which I think was kind of a question mark.
So I guess from the Toronto side, you know, I guess they just keep doing what they're doing because they're healthy and they can do it.
Yeah, I mean, they got to hit shots. I think they got to really kind of discover the best ways to stop Steph Curry but still shut down the other avenues. You know, every time Steph Curry sets a back screen in the series, it seems like they're lost because, like, they've never dealt with an offense that operates as fluidly and sharply in a playoff setting as the Warriors do, especially the non-Durant Warriors that kind of have to do some quirky things. So they have some adjustments to make, but look, from a health standpoint, they are in a lot better shape than the Warriors, and that's a huge deal.
You came to the Bay Area, I think, at the right time.
Yeah, three years, three NBA Finals runs. We're about to close out Oracle and kind of see. This just should be a really fun last two or three games here. And to me, it's closing the building how it should with, like, very high-level, high-leverage basketball.
Anthony, thank you so much, and congratulations on another great year of coverage.
Appreciate it.
That's Anthony Slater of The Athletic. I'm Tim Roy. And for all your information on the NBA Finals, keep it here on Warrior Sound.